Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
And I'm just being handed tweets during the break there. And again, maybe CPL should look at some of the tweets, because they're saying they've got, and the HSC, we've had no complaints. Well, maybe the people on Twitter are all ghosts as well. Jim Boland, I mentioned companies earlier on that were making good gestures during this awful, awful time gestures that would help people. Jim, you spotted something with Three, the telecom company.
How are you, Joe? Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. What's happened, Jimmy?
Well, man yourself. I got a text from the other day, right?
Yeah.
And here's what it says. Contact change. Please note, effective from the 4th December 2020, top-up credit will expire after 180 days. Any unused credit will expire after this time unless another top-up is applied to extend the expiring date by another 180 days.
And what did you think when you... How did you react when you got that? That your money is going to disappear.
Yeah, the money's going to disappear. I paid them, we say, 30 euros a year now, because I don't talk much on the phone, you know. If I get a text, I ring it on my home phone, you know what I mean? And if I use 5 euros at the end of 180 days, it's 25 euros, disappears.
It could be more than that. Someone could buy 100 quid.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about me personally, though.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Why
are they introducing this? There's no skin off their nose.
I haven't got a clue, because.
Of a pandemic, a company, given that we fought for years to get this lunacy situation where gift vouchers, there's still management fees, which are still a rip-off, but this whole thing where vouchers expired, your money, your cash expired.
Yeah, no.
And now it's changed. It's not long enough. It's changed to 5 years after all the hullabaloo. Three have introduced a system saying that the money you spend with us, if you don't use it in 180 days, it's gone. It's not gone. We're keeping it.
Yeah, well, like,
it's ours. It's ours. They're saying it's ours.
People like me. What do you call it? If you join the credit union, Joe, you know,
and
you put a few bob in the credit union and you don't go near it for a year, they put it into a dormant account for you. And when you want to access it, it's there, you know. It's not front news on their system, but I mean, it's still there, you know.
Okay, so
I've a phone on the mountain. Sorry, Joe. I've a phone up on the mountain there with 25 euros on it. It was 50 euros on it last year.
Okay.
And at Christmas, this phone broke down, and I had to be able to use it, and that was great.
You have a spare phone, okay?
Yeah, and what you call it? It's still 25 euros, but in 180 days time, that 25 euros going to disappear. And I can't understand them. Why don't you bring in a system like, if you leave it there for such and such a time, 180 days, the next time you come to it, we'll charge you 50 cents or something, you know?
Yeah, but like, if you put 25 quid on your mantelpiece now,
yeah,
it'll still be there in 180 days. It'll still be there in 1,080 days.
Yeah, I'm not slagging them. They're a great company now, seriously, you know.
Okay, well, fair play to you for saying that, yeah.
Yeah, but to bring this in...
And they're very big. They're very, very big.
Yeah, if they brought it in a new contract, why don't you take it up with the people that's joining now?
Okay, good point. You're saying you got a text saying there's a contract change.
Yeah.
From it's coming up fairly. It's the 4th of November at the weekend, so it's the 4th of December.
Yeah.
And they're saying the contract change in the middle of the pandemic, I'm throwing in that, because I think in fairness, they have made a number of gestures, Three, so far. But anyway, you're saying to Three, don't change it. Leave the money as it is. Don't take my money.
Yeah.
Unless I use it.
And if you want to make a contract change, let's bring it in from the people that's joining today.
Okay.
And that way they know exactly what they're getting into.
Good point.
Because I join them, and other people like me join them.
Okay.
And we joined under certain circumstances, and we stick by it.
Okay, how come you have a spare phone if you seldom use your phone? How come you have a spare phone on the mantelpiece?
It's up on the mantelpiece, you know. And I got this new phone.
But you always leave it up on the mantelpiece.
Yeah, well, it's for an emergency. If I run out of credit, we say at a certain time I can't get out the shops or anything. It's there, you know.
Great. And who owned that phone originally?
Well, seriously, I don't really want to go there, Joe, because I mean it's a personal, you know.
Okay,
I'll tell you this real. It was me late wife's phone, you know. You know, so we'll just leave it at that then, you know.
So that has a great sentimental value.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm not talking, I'm not slagging off what you call it. They are a good company and they do great work.
Yeah, very good.
So to bring in this now, it's to
okay,
tell people.
Point well made. Okay. Jimmy, and we'll get on to Jimmy. How are you managing in the lockdown?
Well, I do wear a mask, you know. I mean, I do go to shops, but I wear the shield and whatever, you know.
Yeah, good man.
And what you call it? I don't go out of the way to affect anybody, you know.
Yeah, good man.
And
good man.
What you call it, similar from most of the people. Anyway, I think people agree.
Okay.
But as I was saying, what you call it, don't take away our credit. I mean,
yeah, here. Okay. Well, all credit to you, Jimmy. That was very well put. Very well put.
Yeah.
Very well argued and very fair. And look after yourself and keep in touch.
Yeah, you too, Joe.
God bless you. That's Jim Boland. Jim is in Waterford.